The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for, professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Well, hello.
Hi, Leanne. We're back. Yay. Can you believe it?
I know. I'm excited.
Welcome,
everyone.
Yes. We've missed you. I've missed Leanne.
I've missed you, Karen.
Well, I know.
But I've missed my forest.
I know. Forest is still producing for us, we're happy to say.
And I know, and beautiful in red. That's his color.
Yes,
did he ever
is.
Wear that to prom? Sweaty and pissed. Menopause in my world.
Right. Sweaty and pissed. Forgot to name that, didn't we? We're a little rusty.
And since I've seen you, I'm very sweaty and pissed.
Really?
Well, not pissed. Just sweaty. And yes, but yes, I'm glad to be back. And I know that you have been so patient with me, and I treat you like I'm John F. Kennedy and you're my personal physician. And I call you when I have stomach bugs and I'm traveling and doing and I have diarrhea somewhere, whatever, but you've been good to me. But I have been through a lot.
Yes, you have.
My little mama, I'll just tell people, my little mama, Lucille, who is so fun and darling, had a stroke February the 3rd and woke up in the middle of the night, and my little daddy said that she was red as a beet and you couldn't even touch her. She was so hot. And she said, I think I'm going to throw up. And he got her a towel, and she said, you need to call an ambulance. And then she said, no, don't. I'll be fine. I'm just sick to my stomach. Let me go back to bed. And he had a gut feeling and, praise God, called an ambulance. And they live out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
An ambulance came and got her, took her to Springfield Hospital in Robertson County in Tennessee, which is in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
But about, I don't know how long from Nashville, about 35, 40 miles. And they life-flighted her to Vanderbilt and got her there within the certain amount of time, went in the back of her skull, operated. And I know you need to know medical terms, and you know me. I don't remember things.
It's okay.
But she, but they stopped it, and she was in the hospital 70-something days. And really, with the stroke, she was okay. It was okay. She started getting infection and leaking back there. And they would say, someone with elderly skin, it's hard for that to heal. So it'd be like the incision would leak.
Right.
And then it was like pressure in her brain. But anyway, she was darling through the whole thing, sharp as a tack from the time it happened.
That's so good.
Oh, and at the very end, in the rehab hospital, the psychologist came in to see how she was doing, before they released her. He was a doll. And he goes, let me tell you something. He goes, there are people in rehab here who do not know they're in this world. He goes, but they could run. They could run. He goes, you're going to have to learn how to walk again. But he said, you've got your mind. And what a wonderful gift that is. And I'm telling you, they took the tube out of her mouth and all this was hooked up to her, and she said, have I had a stroke? That was the first thing she was saying. Then my little daddy said to my husband, I need you to pay my MasterCard bill. It's due. And Lucille, we thought she was sedated, and she looked over and she goes, Jim, that does not have to be paid until March the 20th. I mean, and she knew.
Well, that must have been a relief to hear that.
Oh.
Oh my
gosh. Then you came to see me do a show at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, and I told this is the first time it's ever come out of my mouth, but it's the truth. We didn't know she was even, we didn't know what in the world. We were all hysterical and worried out of our minds because she is the center of our family, really, and has been so positive and fun and so my cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Never said to me, you look fat in those pants. Like, I've got friends whose mamas, really have been buttholes. My mama would be like, you were the prettiest one there. You're the smartest one that was in kindergarten. You really didn't have to go. She just always built me up. So when this happened, we were all so freaked out. And she looked at us and said to me and my sister, oh my gosh, Brad Pitt went to Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. And she said, I'm worried to death about Angela. It is going to kill her. And we were like, what? And then my sister, who is in menopause and very bitter and angry, and it does not have a Karen Nickel to help her.
Yeah.
I love men, love them. But she has a man, OBGYN, in Nashville that goes, you know what? Sucks. But your mama went through it. Everybody has to go through it. Good luck, girl. So she's bitter and angry. So she's saying, and is mad at the world. She goes, I hate Angela Jolie. And I've never liked her since she took Brad Pitt away from Jennifer Aniston. And then Jennifer Aniston never got to have children because, and I mean, went off on a tangent. And I was like, okay, you need to. Mama's in intensive care. Yeah,
this is a healing atmosphere for sure.
You need to pray about how you feel about Angela Jolie. Let it go. She's now with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Real thin. Worried out of her mind. You know, God love her. Jennifer Aniston's feeling good, looking good. She's okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's okay.
She's fine.
Yeah. So anyway, so Lucille knew that. And was just as sharp as a tack through the whole thing. That's amazing. There's been ups and downs. And she started having anxiety. They said that was normal. Yeah. But she just laid up in the hospital. But, okay, now I realize why you're so real thin and you drink peach drinks, peach-flavored carbonated water and not Diet Coke like I do. It's because you see sick people all the time. Yeah. If I stayed at that hospital when I wasn't working and doing jobs, which I worked a lot during this whole thing,
which is great,
but I know I thank yay for that I was booked and but you know, you get, like, the worst time when you can be the busiest of your life is when your mama gets sick. But anyway, I flew back and forth into Nashville, but I saw so many sick people.
Mm-hmm.
and everybody is, and I'm sitting up here fat as mud. But everybody has eaten bad. You can tell it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't move. Chuck would come to the hospital and go, you need to get on tennis shoes, Lynn, and you need to walk around Vanderbilt Hospital every day. And you need to do that. And let me tell you, the food.
Terrible.
Terrible.
It is at Vanderbilt, too?
Terrible.
That's disappointing.
Oh, and her food was not great. But it was not, like, healthy. That you would think would be nourishing and help heal. But I wanted to say this. Nurses, oh my gosh, love a nurse. And everybody at Vanderbilt was around 23 to 26 because they're lifting and turning bodies and doing and wiping and catching. And I don't, God did not call me to do it. That takes a special person. And God made precious people that want to tend to other people. And they loved her, and she would. And Mama is a encourager, and her love language is words of affirmation. And so, you know, she'd say, "Oh my darling, look, Lynn, look at her eyelashes. This is Brenda. I love Brenda. Brenda's husband's in the military." Like, she found out everybody's business. They all loved her, and then everybody fell in love with my daddy because my little daddy would not leave her side. Just about drove her nuts. Would say, we've been together since she was 19 and I was 21, and we are deeply in love. We hold hands at night and say goodnight. And Mama, I would look over there and Mama would like roll her eyes because he was so far up her butt. But anyway, everybody fell in love with him. They go, oh my gosh, he's the sweetest husband. And he is a sweet husband, but he is very dependent on her.
Yeah.
And she has run the show as far as, you know, she just takes care of him. But anyway, he's taking care of her now, and he's washing clothes. Now, it may be one pair of panties, and we're trying to teach him not to do the whole load. I mean, to wait till there's more. But he's...
Yeah, he's learning,
making eggs and doing it. Yes, and so anyway, so that's where I've been. And I've been working like a fiend and flying all over the United States. And right after she had that stroke, I did a show in Abilene, Texas with the Heart Association.
Oh.
And they were saying that she had blood pressure issues. They've never caught it. Like, her blood pressure has never been high when she's gone to the doctor. Mm. And that, the show I did, they had a physician get up and talk, and he said, always go, like when you're at Target or Walmart or wherever, Walgreens, always put your arm in that sleeve.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have so many physical, you know, have a physical a year and you don't get to see your provider. And so you may not have blood high blood pressure that day. So always go and take it.
Yeah. And blood pressure cuffs are not very expensive, too, if you kept one at home. And not the, you know, you don't want to go crazy and check it six times a day because that's like watching the stock market all day.
Yeah.
So, you know, even having a blood pressure cuff and checking it a couple times a week under different circumstances, different times of day is a useful thing.
And they talked this whole time she was in the hospital about managing stress. That stress is, they all say you need to get out and move every day.
Yeah.
You need to get a pet. They suggested that.
Yeah.
And they've had pets all my life. They don't have one right now. Mm-hmm. But they all talked about eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And nourishing your body. And and her little Armenian doctor, every time he came in, Mom would go, Kim Kardashian. I'd be like, Mama, they really don't want to associate with her. And he would say, don't care for her. But anyway, he said to me, download the app, 21 Day Vegan. Yeah. But he said, I'm a vegan and I can do, he's in his 60s and he could do so many push-ups an hour. Anyway, or 10 minutes or something. So anyway, he was a living doll and we fell in love with him. But they all talked about moving your body.
Yep.
Praying or meditating, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
Moving and sleeping, how much sleep is important.
Right. When you don't sleep, your blood pressure goes up. That's why people with like obstructive sleep apnea will have high blood pressure. So in someone with a new diagnosis of high blood pressure, if it hasn't already been evaluated, you know, the person should be evaluated for obstructive sleep apnea. Yeah. Yeah, it raises blood pressure, increases risk
for heart
disease.
If you don't sleep enough?
Yeah.
Which I've told Chuck that. You know, because he could sit up all night. You know, he can go. He's got so much stamina, but I'm like, I need some rest.
Yeah.
And you need to rest too. I don't know why he's never thought that that was important. Like he'll hit a wall and then, you know, he's laying in the bed watching a big thing of iced tea and NCIS or whatever, SBU or whatever that twisted mess is. And we have to bring him food. But that's very rare. But, you know, he just goes.
Yeah.
But I know I need sleep. And my mama's always rested well.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know, and she's back to resting well. But anyway, she's at home now, and I go back and forth and help. And, she's doing so much better and is walking on a walker.
Is she doing physical therapy?
Physical therapy. Good. They come to the house, and she'll go, oh, my gosh, look at Adina. Look at her eyelashes laying. She's a beauty. She's got a baby. That baby's in, you know, second grade. He just had his end of the year school party, you know. She gets, and I think some of it is she's trying to talk them out of having to exercise. But anyway, yeah, she has OT, PT, and a nurse that comes every week. She loves all of them.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad she's finally home. That was a long stretch, really long.
That was, but she's really doing well. We're very lucky.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, in all that time, I was just going to work every day.
Unattended to people. With that crazy staff you've got. They're some of the funniest people.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a pretty entertaining crew.
And I came in the other day and I got to be with Gary. I blew kisses to him through the window. And some little man was wrapped up somehow and you were talking to him. And I knew that, you know, Chuck tells me, Lynn, people have got real jobs and you need to leave them alone. I was going to come in there and be up your butt. And I thought, she's really got to work on people today. You know, so I just talked to all the nurses and we had a ball.
Oh, well, I'm glad you
did. I disrupted the outside, not the inside.
Great. Well, and we all had fun going to see the show at the Bijou. You were fabulous.
Well, thank you. You know that the show that I have once a year in my hometown, which I do a lot in Knoxville with different organizations and stuff, but this is the big show that I have, and my kids beg me every year, can you skip the Bijou? Because I just get, it stresses me out. I just want everything to go well.
Yeah.
And turns out they had fraud. Like, people had thought they bought tickets online. There were scalpers.
Really?
I know. And so, anyway, that kind of stuff, it just, you know, and then I have people that will text me and go, hey, girl, this is so-and-so from Kroger. you got any extra tickets? And I'm like, you know,
I can't even get any from my family.
And yeah, and I'm like, I can't deal with that. Right. So it's just being, but thank you for coming and supporting me. I know you're going to get tired of me.
No, it was terrific. It was a great show.
Well,
really
thank
good.
Thank you, my darling. Yeah. Did you like my opener, Johnny W?
Yes, I did like him. He's
darling.
Very funny.
Oh,
very
good.
Funny.
Well, I've gotten a lot of compliments on him. I try to get people from all over the United States, and I think he lives in Nashville, but I've had people from, you know, Atlanta and North Carolina and all over. Now I've met all these boys on Dry Bar that are crazy, that are out west, and so maybe I can have some of them open for me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
No, he was very, very good. I felt the crowd was really responsive to him.
So. Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I was back there, and Tess, my baby, was putting eyelashes on me. Okay, so in all this time on Facebook, I want to apologize to people because I kept telling you, oh, Karen, I'll do a video telling people what's going on.
Yeah.
But my neck looks so bad. That and I didn't have on false eyelashes during the day. And at the hospital, I looked so weak and pitiful. And my daddy doesn't understand the iPhone. And why is everybody on it? You know, he's 78.
Yeah.
And it makes him nervous when everybody gets on the phone. He's like, what are y'all doing? But so I did not do that. But I will be better now.
Yes.
And I've gotten through this rough patch. And we will do more videos. And we're even thinking about
doing a live performance. Or, well, recording.
Recording.
Yes. Yes. And your neck looks beautiful, but we could always... We could always find you a really nice turtleneck.
I love a turtleneck. I might have to be sleeveless because I'm so hot. Because I drank margaritas for 2 weeks and straight, and I'm ashamed. But I wasn't drunk.
Was that at the beach?
Yes, we went to the beach last week.
Nice.
And, we had wonderful weather. But I drank wine and margaritas, and I could not take my rings off. I was retaining fluid, and I'm sure it was because it was hot, and I was, you know, would get a little salt on the rim.
And on the chips.
And the chips and salsa, and we went down to Rosemary Beach and ate wonderful
food. Oh, nice.
It's
so pretty there.
Yeah, so.
Well, speaking of being hot and sweaty, maybe we can wrap this episode up by talking about some products that either... my patients or our listeners on Facebook who posted on Facebook have given us a couple really good tips to deal with.
I know. I'm on fire about the lotion.
I know. So a listener posted on Facebook that she had found a all-natural deodorant because it is hard to find a deodorant that works that doesn't have aluminum chloride in it.
Right.
And so it is all natural. There's no aluminum chloride in it. They haven't tested it on every animal that walks the earth. So they have a stick deodorant that you can use under the arms, but they also make a lotion so that you can use it like in the breast folds and in the groin area. I wouldn't put it in sensitive
in your
area. Yeah. Don't be putting it inside anything.
Forest. Okay.
But, you know, so, because I get a lot of complaints that, you know, people just sweat a lot in the groin area, under the breast folds, and which leads to rashes and all kinds of things. So there's this product.
And butt crack? I mean, is that what's going on with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a product called Lume. L-U-M as in Mary, E with an accent over the E. I assume that's pronounced Lume.
Well, I'm sure you had French, you smart thing.
So it's called Lume, L-U-M-E with the accent over the E. And I've had a few patients try it and really like it. It's supposed to last for 72 hours is their claim. So,
and you don't sweat in your folds for 72 hours? Where do you get this? Do you know?
I think you just get it online. They have a website. I think it's lume.com. And you just get it online and order it online.
Oh, I'm on fire.
I know.
You know, I sweat so much under my breast that I will take off my bra. Well, that may be just that my breasts are too heavy. And my bra will just stick. I can, like, let it hang. If I wanted to do that as part of my act. My girls are 23 and 21, and they go, yuck, Mom. because they'll be like laying in my bed and I take my clothes off and they're, you know, watching Netflix or something and I'm hanging with my bra and I could hold it like a circus act. And they are like, yuck, you know, because they're not, they don't know what's coming.
I know.
And I just did Zumba today. You did three classes, which you frail thing. I don't know. You got to hydrate. We're in Tennessee and it's 90 something today.
It is hot.
And you did all those classes and I just did one. But all those women in there are in Perry. You can tell they're like late 30s. Early 40s.
Yeah.
And you just want to cry for them because they don't know. Like one day, don't know what's coming down the pike.
I know.
You know, and it and they'll one day not feel good and be tired. And I said to one of them today, I go, just wait because I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but like you'll be so angry at middle school, other parents, and you won't be able to cope. Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
If somebody hurt your baby, you'd be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not good.
Not good. And I remember feeling just rage and thinking, I can't wait to be out of here and I can't do that. But my hormones were so up and down. I was in perimenopause and I didn't know.
Yeah. That 35 to 50 can be some rough years. And there are things to do about it.
Yeah.
Fear not.
If you've got somebody.
But it's tricky. It's a tricky time. You know, so the other thing I got from a patient, actually, a tip from a patient, is a product called the Bed Jet, like BEDJET, Bed Jet. And it is a little device that you put at the end of your bed, and you put the little vent thing that between your fitted and your flat sheet, and it blows cool air on you through the night.
Wonder if you just need to lay with your legs spread so it can come up all the way up to the top of your head, you know? But doesn't that sound wonderful? Even though, you know, I let two beagles sleep in the bed, which they're probably killing me. But I don't know if... Well, they'd probably enjoy the cool air, too. They get hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But isn't that something?
Pretty good. So, this patient... Actually... She told me that her brother bought it for their mother, and she stole it from her mother. Because her mother was like, I don't know if I'm going to use that. And she's like, okay, I'll be taking that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And so it's on a website, their website?
Yeah, I think it's just bedjet.com. I was just looking at it.
Oh, my gosh. There's more cooling products. Have you noticed, like, mattresses now that have got... cooling technology in them?
Yeah.
I think Tempur-Pedic has come out with one.
Well, I think they had to do that because it retains heat. Yeah. So it is bedjet.com if you want to check it out.
Oh, my gosh. And, and I was telling you that I follow some young boy that talks about Whole Foods. I know. I follow everybody that talks about Whole Foods, and then I don't always eat Whole Foods. But anyway, he was on Rachel Ray. And she was talking about how good looking he was, and he just looked out into space like, I don't want to be harassed, Rachel. And so then it got awkward. But anyway, he was telling her about, and I thought, Rachel Ray, God love her. You know, she's been around a while, and she doesn't know not to talk about boys' ams. I mean, this boy's probably 30-something, but you know. But anyway, he did not go along with it. And so anyway, he was telling her about the Blankwool.
Yeah.
And it is a weighted blanket. But it's cooling, and it cools you. And I looked it up, and they're like $250, but that's a lot. But, it you know, that would be cooling at night. And we bought my mom a weighted blanket at Bed Bath & Beyond, and she has loved that thing. And it because she was having anxiety.
Yeah, it's called calming.
And she and cold, I don't know what it was, but she felt like she was freezing from within. She said, I've never felt like that before. And that's gotten so much better. But that big old weighted blanket, and my little daddy had been like, we're wrestling that weighted blanket all night. She goes, Jim, don't take away my weighted blanket. So, I need to get one of those because it does feel comforting to have something heavy yeah. on you so when you go to bed.
How are we spelling that? B-L-A-N-Q?
U-I-L-L, I think.
Oh, blank.
Blank will. You know me, I don't follow through. Next, Karen, if y'all could see, of course, she's an academic person. She's got notes and back stuff up with facts. And I go, I think I heard something about something that was called, I don't know, what was that? But anyway, she's got all of the, yeah, but I think it's Blanquil.
Blanquil.
Let's yes.
check that out. Maybe we can put that on our website.
Yes.
The link to that and BedJet.
Yes. And we want to talk about products in the future, like panties that hold urine, a teaspoon of urine if you need it to. And other kind of cosmetics and body products and things that, you know, don't have horrible things in it that cause
cancer.
Yeah, cancer. But also, oh. What is the estrogen? The
estrogen dominance. What are we talking about?
The fake estrogen. The like when you said you when we drink out of plastic bottles.
Oh, the xenoestrogens.
Xeno. And that can happen through all kinds of products and plastic bottles. And I heard Chuck saying to somebody the other day, have you heard that all the plastic bottles, if we don't stop using them by the 2050, there's going to be more plastic bottles than fish?
Oh, yeah. It's already almost that bad.
Yeah, I bought some straws to carry in my purse.
Good for you.
The stainless steel and a little brush.
Perfect.
And notice that I've got, you know, a cup, Tervis, and see that stainless steel straw.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I can just wash it and
perfect.
Then, yeah, and I'm going to quit drinking out of plastic bottles. I don't want that. I love a turtle. I don't want anything to happen. I mean,
you want
how
that
horrible!
Straw up a turtle's nostril.
I don't.
No.
And I don't like a paper straw, but I'll do it. I mean, I don't care if it gets soggy. You know, I just, I don't want that to happen. But anyway, I know you've been conscious of all that way before I was. I've just been, you know, trying to survive.
Well,
okay.
So we're going to wrap this up.
I know. I just was so tickled to see you. I've talked my head off.
I'm glad. Everybody needed to know what you're up to.
I know. I want everybody to know that my little mama Lucille is doing so much better. And we're going to now be doing Sweaty and Pissed. And
regularly.
Releasing, yes, episodes, yes. And we're back.
Yes. And I think next episode we'll talk about all the questions that people have submitted on our Facebook page. And we can go through some or all of those questions and give some answers.
Oh, I know. Well, I can't, but you can. And can I tell people that I will be in this summer in Tampa and Orlando at clubs, and they can go to liammorgan.com. I really need to sell tickets.
Okay.
I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen to a menopausal woman? For it to show up and not have many seats sold. You know what I'm saying, Karen?
So
people can just look at liammorgan.com, because I'm being booked more and more around the United States that are not private corporate things, that are more now for the public.
And so they can get it.
Yes.
Check the dates and the venues. And actually purchase tickets?
Yes, they can.
From on your website or link to purchase
tickets. And yes.
Oh, good.
I know.
Your manager's working for you, sister. That's good.
I know. He's worked like a dog and he puts up with a lot. You know, he's been through my thyroid. I mean, several things. I need to give him your number and let you explain, because he's had to deal with me. Oh, but anyway, all right, you dog.
Well, it's been great to be back with our listening audience and back with you and back with Forrest. And we'll see you next time.
All righty. Bye bye.
Bye.
Sweaty and pissed. Sweaty and pissed. Menopause makes me